All right, Daf Nun Zion. Thursday's Daf. We are holding on Nun Vav Amud Beis, at 2/3 of the way down. Boy, Rebbe Zeira. Schiris yesh le aina, oy ein le aina. Frekt Rebbe Zeira. This that we talk about aina by mechira, does it also apply to a schiris? What's the shaila? Mimkar omer rachmana. The Torah is makbid about a sale. Dafka avolei schiris. Oy dal malei shna. Omer le abaya. Bias is back to Rebbe Zeira. Mi ksiv mimkar le oylem, like a permanent kind of mechira. Mimkar stomach ksiv. Aina mi biyuma mechira hi. When I rent it, it's a sale for a short amount of time. That's how he looks at a rental. It's looked at as a temporary mechira, and therefore it should have the halachas of aina, even by a mechira. Next shaila, boy rova chitin uzron bekarka mahu. Let's say if you have chitin, these are wheat seeds, and you plant them in the ground. If you sell that land before the seeds took root, or you just sold the seeds themselves, so shaila had to learn the gemara. But either way, before they took root, do we look at them as karka or not? Yesh lehem oino, ein lehem oino, because we already said on yesterday's mishnah that there's no oino for karka, and these seeds have not yet taken root. So do we look at it as karka? Kiman deshadyan bekadadamyan. Do we look at these seeds as if they're inside of a keli, and therefore like metaltlin, and therefore there is aina? Or maybe they're bottled to the ground, and therefore we look at it as karka, and therefore they won't be subject to aina. So hey chidami, what's the case? If you tell me the meicher said to the lekech, I put six sa'az of zroyim into a field that I'm selling you those seeds. The edom came and said, you only did five. That can't be the case, and that's what the aina is. Because va'amar rava called davar shebemida, Uva Shabba Mishkal, Uva Mishabba Minyan, anything that has weights and measurements that are clearly outlined. I feel Pacha Mechdei Aina Chayzer. Because if you didn't follow through with what you said it was, that would be classic Mekach Tais. It has nothing to do whether or not it's Karka or Metaltlin. That can't be the case of Aina. Ella, what's the case? To Omer Ihu Shadai Ba Kidibi Inala. The Meicher said, I threw into the field as much as the field needs, but it didn't give it a specific amount. Vigloi Milsa, Delay Shadi Ba Kidibi La. Turns out he didn't throw as many as the field needed. It's not the same as the same kind of Mekach Tais, because this is more attributable to a faulty hashara. So if you look at the zrayim as their metaltlin, then you got to make up the difference because of the aina. But if you look at his land, then you're out of luck. So yesh lahem aina, ein lahem aina. So kamanda shari b'chado damyon v'yesh lahem aina. Are these zrayim looked as if they're inside of a keli and that they're therefore they're metaltlin? Oy dilma batlinu agav ara. Now this is negate to other shailas, as the gemara says nishboyin alayin, oy ein nishboyin alayin. The gemara is breaking this into another question that we know we're ein nishboyin al karkais. So would you make a shvua about this? And Rashi learns this is going to be a case of a ma'ide b'miktsas. Rashi's example is if you actually tell a worker to plant six saw and he only did five, that's what you're accusing him of, and the worker admits that he didn't plant one of the chatzi saw, but he did the other five and a half saw, so that he's actually being maida to miktsas. So the question is that going to be b'chayev a shvua? The Ritva has a big problem with Rashi, because if we're talking about actual seeds, then it's pushing it should be metaltlin. Just because you're planning on planting it, that why would that even have a shaila of being karka? So Rashi's a little bit difficult to understand. So kimanda shadyin b'kada dami v'nishboy in alein oydilma batlinu agav arav. How do we look at these seeds? Are they considered like they're bundled to the ground or not? Next shaila, oimer matirin oy ein oimer matirin. Does the carbon oimer matir the achila of these zroyim, or does the oimer not matir the achila of these zroyim? The carbon oimer brought on the second day of Pesach. Amazingly, we're learning the daf yomi right now after the second day of Pesach. But that carbon of the oimer is matir the chadash. But it depends on if the grains took root before or after that oimer. That's the difference whether it's going to be chadash or yoshin. So it seems like our gemara is asking about these seeds that produce grain, is that going to become mutar al yedei the oimer? So the Gemara now is going to clarify. Hey chidami, ida ashrish, if it took root before, and now when you're coming to bring the carbon oimer, it's already taken root. That can't be, because tanina, we already know from the Mishnah, how you're supposed to firzich with those kinds of seeds. Ve'ida lo ashrish, and if it didn't take root, then also we learned about tanina. What is that tanina? Ditznam, we learned in the Mishnah, in Masechta Menachos, im eshrishu kaidem lo oimer, oimer matirin. Ve'im lav, asur not shiav yomer rabba. You got to wait till the next year. So that can't be the shaila. So leitzricha dechatz dinhu v'zarinhu kaidem lo oimer. We're talking about a case where the guy who was Zairea, he planted these chitin, and he harvested them, and then he replanted them before the Eimer. So the Eimer came and was cholafil vayu, which means if they have a din of eichlin, when the carbon Eimer is brought, then it's going to be matir them. But if these chitin were planted as zroyim, then the grain that grows from them is not going to be matir unless it was nishrash before the carbon was brought. So in this case, since the farmer planted these chitim as seeds, and then it was only hushrush after the carbon was brought, so the Gemara has a shaila. Moving to Amud Aleph, ma'u l'minkanu meichel minayu. Can you take out these little kernels out of the ground and eat them? Is it going to be mutter al yedei the carbon oimer? Kaman d'shadyan b'chdodomi, is it look like as if it's in a keli v'sharna b'oimer, and therefore the carbon oimer is going to be matter because it was already blibes as food? Oidoma batlinu agav ara, and therefore the oimer is not going to be matter them. So avdem, and the previous shaila, l'gabe the aina, and the shvua, etc., are all going to be teku. Amarava Amarav Chasa, by Rebbe Ami. Aina Ein Lahem, the Mishnah that listed those things that are not subject to Dine Aina. Bittul Mekach Yesh Lahem? Ein Lahem. An important question. Are they going to have a Bittul Mekach? Because one could argue, even though there's no Din Aina, it's still, the Mekach is Bottle because it's Farta Mekach Tais. Amarav Nachman, Hodor Amarav Chasa, Poshit Rebbe Ami Aina Ein Lahem Bittul Mekach Yesh Lahem. They don't have a Din Aina, but of course, it's still going to be a Mekach Tois. Rav Yoina Omer Ahekdeshus. Rav Yoina said that Rav Yochanan, that we're going to talk about now, Rav Yochanan made a very similar kind of a zog about Hekdesh. Rav Yirmiya Omer Ahkarkois. Rav Yirmiya said that when Rav Yochanan made this line that we're about to talk about, he did about Karka. V'tavar mishmeid Rav Yochanan Omru, Aina ein lehem, bittel mekach yesh lehem. That they are going to have a bittel mekach. So what's the difference between this version, between Rav Yochanan's version and Rav Yirmiya's version? Man da omra ahikdeshus, that Rav Yochanan is talking about hegdish, kol shekin ar karkois. Man da omra karkois, aval hegdeshus lay. Why not? Kiddish Shmuel da omra Shmuel, because Shmuel's, as we mentioned this a couple days ago, hegdish shove mana, if you have hegdish that's worth a mana, shechilu al shove pruta, that even though it's a bazoin, because you're being machaled onto a much smaller amount of money, only a pruta, mechul, it works. You're not a good guy, but it does work according to Shmuel. That's Shmuel's chiddush. Back on Nundalat on the top Tisus, Tisus said that this also applies to Meiser Sheni. Akoponim in our Gemara, Shmuel's talking specifically about Hegdish. Tanan Hossam. We learned in the Mishnah in Temura, Imhaya Kedish Balmum. If you are swapping the Kedusha from one animal to another, and one of them is a Balmum, and you move the Kedusha onto a less chashva animal, Yaitza Lechulin, it does work, but Tzarech Las is like Damim. But you gotta make Hegdish whole here and pay for the difference. Omer Reb Yechanan, Yaitza Lechulin. It goes out lechulin, make a din min hatayra, and mid rabbanon you have to make up the difference in cost. Reish Lakish Omer, af tzarach lasis leidamim min hatayra. That's also din dayraisa. But my askina, what's that case in Temura talking about? Ilei mebichtei ayna. We're talking about within ayna, meaning it's less than a 1/6 of a difference. So b'hal leim reish Lakish tzarach lasis leidamim dvar tayra. How can reish Lakish say that it's min hatayra? You got to make up the difference. V'hat tanan elu dvarim she'ein lahem ayna hakar kois va'avodim v'shtars v'ha'hekdeshais. So we don't rechenzach with that overcharging by hekdeshais. Ella bittel mekach. We're talking about where that discrepancy was more than a shtus. So b'hal leim Rabbi Yochanan tzarach lasis leidamim midivrayim. And that's the case. Rabbi Yochanan would say that the guy who's trying to be machalal this animal has to make up the value of the difference, min rabbanan. But that can't be because of Omer Rabbeinu Akadeshes, Rabbi Yirmiya Omer Akarkais. We have Machlekes, Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Yirmiya. How far to take Shitas Rabbi Yochanan? V'tavar mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan Amri, Aina Ein Lahem, Ober Bittel Mekach Yesh Lahem. So according to Rabbi Yirmiya, if we're talking about a case more than a shtus, Rabbi Yochanan would say it's going to be Bottle. So that, how are you going to read the Mishnah in Temura? And for the Gemara, Li'olam B'Bittel Mekach. Avada the Mishnah is talking about where it was talking more than a shtus. The Epoch, Rabbi Yochanan V'Reish Lakish. We can switch according to Rabbi Yirmiya, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan V'Reish Lakish. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's going to come out that Rabbi Yochanan says you got to make up the difference min hatayra, whereas according to Reish Lakish, it's only going to be a din d'rabbanan. What's taka the issue going on here? But my komefli, what's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish handling? B'de Shmuel, this halach of Shmuel, damar Shmuel, hegde shava mana, shechilo shava pruta, mechul. Despite the fact that you're not a good guy, it does still work. Mar islay de Shmuel, that you can go ahead and be mechalit only onto this pruta, umar leslay de Shmuel. Ibo yaseima, second mahalach in machalikus Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the kuliyama islu de Shmuel. Everybody's machalik. Shmuel's halacha that you can be machal hegdish onto something much less valuable than in the original thing. Can you apply Shmuel's halacha right off the bat or not? Third and final mahalach le'ilam b'chtei ayna le'tepach. Everybody's talking about where it was the amount of ayna, and we're not talking about where it was more than a shtos. Ukud Rav Chizda kamiflagi, and both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about Rav Chizda's halacha. What's that? To Omar, my ein lahem ayna. What does it mean when we say ein lahem ayna? Not that you don't have to worry, and even if you overcharge, you don't worry about it. It's Einan B'Tairis Aina. It's the opposite extreme. We don't have the regular rules of Aina, but even it's more chomer that even a small discrepancy would make a difference. Turning over to Amud Beis, Da'afilu Pachas Mechdei Aina Chayzer. Even less than a shtus, you'd have to return that money. Frag the Gemara, Meisevei, Ribis V'Aina LeHedyait. The Brisa says you have halachas of Ribis and Aina for Hedyait, V'Ein Ribis V'Aina LeHegdish. Now, Lachar, that doesn't work with Rav Chizda, because Rav Chizda is saying that we're even more machmer by Aina for Hegdish. And for the Gemara, Mi Alima Mimas Nisan, is this Brisa a bigger Kasha on Rav Chizda from our Mishnah, which is also saying that there's no Aina by Hegdish? To Okimna B'Tayrus Aina, but we said that Rav Chizda is going to have to learn our Mishnah that we're only being Mamayat Hegdish from Aina, from the regular rules of Aina, that you have to return the 1/6, but not any less than that. So Hachinam, you can explain the Brisa that way also. Ribis V'din Aina LeHedyait, Vein Ribis L'din Aina LeHegdish. So the same way, Rav Chizda will understand our Mishnah, he'll understand that Brisa. Yachi, if you're telling me that Hegdish is going to have more Chumradika kedinim than a hedyait. So hainet k'tani seifa ze chaymer behedyait min behegdish. That hegdish is going to be more chaymer than hedyait. For the Gemara, a ribis. The Brice is only talking about that halach of ribis, which is going to be more chaymer by hedyait. By I know it will be more chaymer by hegdish. For the Gemara, v'listeni nami ze chaymer behegdish min behedyait a ayna. Why doesn't the Brice also tell us that this halacha of ayna is going to be more chaymer by hegdish over a hedyait? So the Gemara hachi hashda. That's not even a kasha, because bishlam is ze chaymer behedyait min behegdish. There's a chiddush in telling me that you have special chumra of hedyait over hegdish. The suloi, but there's nothing else. Ela hegdish? What, zechaymer v'lusuloi? Is it shaykh to say that you have a special chumra of hegdish over hedyait? There's tons of halachas that are more chumra of hegdish over hedyait. How about like me'ila, or how about everything else? So it can't be that the Brice is giving us a example of something that hegdish is more chumra than hedyait. Now getting back to the ribis. Ribis to hegdish hechidami. What is that case that you can have ribis to hegdish? Ilema to oisve gizper mea b'mea v'esrim. If you tell me that the gizber lent a person 100 hegdish nika coins and told him that you should pay back 120, right? Classic ribis. But that can't be because v'alei mo'al ha-gizber. That process of lending the money, it's illegal, obviously. You can't do that, and that's going to make me'ila. V'kivin shemo'al ha-gizber yosem ma'os l'chul, and now it's no longer hegdish. V'havei luhu hedyait. So how do you keep this hegdish? V'omer of oishia ha-chaba ma'yaskinon k'goin shekibla lov l'sapek solosois me'arba. We're talking about somebody was going to give the Beis HaMikdash this silas, which was valued at 4 saw per sella, v'amdu mishalosh, and the price went up. So now it's only 3 saw per sella. Kidatanya, hamakabla lov l'sapek solosois me'arba, v'amdu mishalosh, me'sapek me'arba. Now you have to supply that silas, that flour, at the original of 4 saw per sella. Mishalosh v'amdu me'arba, likewise, me'sapek me'arba, shiad hegdash ala yayna. No matter what, you can't let hegdash take a loss. So you always have to pay that difference. So that's an example of where you're going to have ribis, quote unquote, for hegdish. And the idea is this is not a problem of saw b'saw, like we're going to talk more about in Hilchos Ribis coming up. Rav Papa Amar, Hachaba Avnei Binyan Amesurais L'Gizber Askinan. We're talking about the stones that were used for the building in the Beis HaMikdash, which were given to the Gizber before they were Hegdish. So the Brice is telling us that you can lend such kind of avodim with ribis. Kiddush Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Bainim B'Kaisel, V'Acher Kach Makdishan. They are not yet Hegdish. So these things are not considered a problem of Hegdish, and they won't go out L'Chulim because they're not yet Hegdish. But now the problem is going to be, so then why are we listing this as ribis for Hegdish? They're talking not Hegdish. And Rabbi Chanan explains this is one of the examples of where you can have bilus of Hegdish, but without the Kedusha of Hegdish. So there won't be any issue of Me'ila, but it's still owned by Hegdish, and it passes to say there's no ribis for the Hegdish. Ein bohen tashlume kefil. These things, the karka and the avodim and the stars, etc., are not going to have kefil. So minoni mili yiditon rabbanan, al kol devar pesha klal, al shar v'al chamor v'al seh v'al salma prat. Remember these drushes from the beginning of Merubah. Al kol avei dasher yomer chozer v'klal. So klal l'prat v'klal yatidon elakeina prat, ma prat mefurish dover metaltov v'gufay mamin. So yotzu karkois she'ein metaltlin. You can't include in that drasha karka because it's not metaltlin. And yotzu avodim shukshul karkois. And yotzu shtaris shafal pishu metaltlin ein gufay mamin. It's not considered gufay mamin. V'hekdeishoy somar krav re'ehu re'ehu v'le hegdish. So those four things are not bechlal. The klali is dika klal upratu klal. V'loy tashlum midal v'hei. You don't have the payment of dal v'hei by the hegdish. My time because tashlum midal v'hei marachmana. V'loy tashlum shloishiv v'arba. And since there is no kefil, you don't have a 3 and 4 payment. You only have a 4 and 5 payment. So dal v'hei is also out. How do you know that the Shomer Chinam doesn't make a Shvua? The Tanura Bonan Ki Ten Ishal Reu Klal. Kesef Akelu is Prat. You might have to add Lishmer. Chozar the Klal. Klal upratu klal, iatadon elekina prat. Maha prat mafurish dover hametaltal vugufa momen of kol dover hametaltal vugufa momen yotu karkois sheinem metaltlin, and yotu avodim shokshul karkois, yotu star shaf al pish metaltlin in gufa momen, and hegdeshus omer kro reehu reehu vle hegdish. So this is exactly the same drasha, and we'll be mamay at those four things. Noise scharid mashalm, how do you know that a shomer socher doesn't pay? Mino ani mili de ton rabbonan ki yiten ishal reehu klal. You give the guy anything to watch. Chamar oishar oise prat. Uchol behema lishmar chosar klal. So klal upratu klal, iatadon. Elokina prat ma prat mafurish dover metaltel v'gufay mamin af kol dover metaltel v'gufay mamin yotzu karkayis she'ein metaltlin and yotzu avodim shehuk shulu karkayis yotzu shtar she'afal pish metaltlin ve'ein gufay mamin hegdeshes is because of omer kro re'ehu re'ehu v'loy shel hegdesh. And this will be a great place for us to stop. We'll pick it up in Mirtz Hashem next time.